Your dreams, ambitions, and priorities are what make you unique. With Associated Bank Private Wealth, we've got you. Our personalized approach to wealth planning puts your goals at the center of your plan. Visit associatedbank.com/privatewealth. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Adam Ludostansky, the head of the Illinois Commercial Banking Division at Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning to you as well.
I want to begin first by reminding folks what you do there at Associated Bank. What does it mean to be head of the Illinois Commercial Banking Division?
Yeah, Steve, I work with, and my colleagues work with, companies that are $20 million in revenue and higher in the Illinois market, and we're helping those companies with working capital, equipment loans, real estate loans, and really any other banking service that they may need.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of data points this morning, including the service sector and the manufacturing sector. We saw some stats over the last week that show the economy is continuing to grow slowly, to climb from the deep declines that we saw in the spring because of the pandemic. Talk to us a little bit about how these numbers are reflecting on the Chicago and Illinois and Wisconsin markets.
Absolutely. We're seeing a similar thing. A majority of our clients, after some really tough April and May months, have really started to see some good improvement. September was a really solid month, and clients are pretty optimistic about October. The difference is, pre-pandemic, you could get a couple months and feel pretty good about a couple months ahead. Right now, it's month to month. But things have been good for the last couple and look to be the same for October.
And so what does that look like in terms of the month-to-month outlook? What are businesses preparing for? How are they doing that?
Well, most of our businesses, as we've talked about before, have prepared themselves for the worst. So they have gotten themselves in a position where they have liquidity, they have availability on their lines of credit, and they're in a good worst-case scenario. Then what they've been really monitoring has been just the orders and the volume, you know, which results in the top line revenue. And so that's been the key thing that we've been talking to our clients about and hearing from them, is just what does their pipeline look like and what are the orders for that particular month.
So are we talking about, like, in terms of bringing maybe staff that's been laid off back, or are we talking about projecting out in terms of maybe doing some sort of addition or adding some service?
Well, it's absolutely that. I mean, as especially with our manufacturers, as orders are coming in, they need to add equipment. That has been a tough thing because we've had a lot of discussions on if another line or another piece of equipment should be added. And I think there is definitely some trepidation about doing that because of what could be coming. But those discussions weren't even on the radar a couple months ago, and they are now. Unfortunately, as it relates to bringing back people, while there are definitely cases of companies that are bringing back people, that is more of a secondary conversation. But the conversation of, do I need to right-size my expense base, really hasn't been talked about as much recently as well. So that's a good sign.
How has the relationship between you and these businesses changed? And I mean by you, not just specifically, but the banking industry. How are you dealing with companies differently?
Well, I think, you know, we're doing, which hopefully we have been doing the whole time, but we are doing just a lot more listening. And it used to be where companies would just call their bank when they needed something or if something was wrong. And now we've found that our clients really just want to talk about everything outside of banking, within banking. What are we seeing with other clients? What ideas do we have? So the discussions have been way more regular. They've been much, much more detailed. And frankly, it's great. I mean, we have been hoping to be doing those all along. But the fact that it's definitely happening now is fantastic, because that's where we feel we can provide some value. And candidly, it's the fun part of the job of trying to help our business owners.
Anybody who follows this closely knows that the health of the economy is closely intertwined with how banks are doing. And I know this is a big week for the big banks reporting some quarterly earnings. What are you seeing so far in the numbers, and how is that reflecting on how consumers are doing?
Well, based on what I've seen with some of the bigger banks reporting, it looks like the two big drivers of bank earnings are the provisions that banks take and then the interest that they receive on their loans. And obviously, as rates have declined, the interest that banks are receiving is going down considerably. But it looks like the loan loss provisions have declined from really a huge second quarter. So that's a really good sign, because that shows that banks are feeling better about their portfolio, that there aren't substantial continued losses coming. Some of the bigger banks have the ability to do investment banking, which investment banking has been on fire for the last 2 months. Rates are dropping, companies are accessing the market, and that has definitely buoyed from a fee perspective. But I really look at that loan loss provision and making sure that while we definitely expect higher loan losses from what we've had over the last couple of years, for sure, it's more that leveling out and making sure that banks feel good about their portfolios and that there aren't losses that are just going to continue to compound upon themselves.
Yeah, and another way to look at that, Adam, is that the ability of people and businesses to repay their debts is getting better. There's that good news where the economy is concerned.
Absolutely. That is completely it, Steve. Obviously, there's been a lot of help to making sure that companies and people are able to repay their debts. That said, all banks at the start were being very open to deferments and principal deferments and those type of things, and those have really declined considerably as well. So I think that that shows that even though the stimulus money hasn't been there for a little bit and, you know, may come again but isn't there right now, the fact that those deferment requests are declining exactly says what you're saying of that the consumer and the companies are able to make their payments.
You know, I looked at the calendar today and we're almost out of October, which means we have about 2 months left this year. And it brings up the question of budgeting and financial planning for the next year. And I just have to wonder, how are your clients even going about doing some of that?
Well, it's very different this year. You can't just throw 3% growth on everything and say, this is my budget. So companies are analyzing every dollar. They're trying to figure out what is vital and what isn't. And then some companies, you know, as we talked about kind of the pipeline and orders, some companies are able to project out, you know, a couple months here and what's going to happen. But others are really struggling to project the revenue side. And so those companies are preparing for multiple scenarios and multiple revenue targets.
What kind of advice would you give some of these CFOs out there who are doing some of this budget process? Are there suggestions? Are there any sort of best case or best use scenarios that have already happened?
Well, I think preparing for multiple scenarios is the key thing. You know, it doesn't need to be 10 different scenarios, but I would prepare for at least 3 different scenarios and really based off of revenue. And that way, as people are looking at their budget, and they will need to be looking at this on a continuous rolling basis, they can make real live decisions on, should we make this investment? Should we spend this extra marketing dollars, et cetera? So multiple scenarios, continued monitoring, and continued change in that budget. As we all know, things are changing very quickly.
Is the goal to be able to have a budget that allows you to react more quickly and efficiently to issues?
Absolutely. I mean, the budget is the component of what you have. So I think the goal is to have a balance sheet and to have the liquidity to be able to change and react quickly, which will then obviously flow into the budget. So I think as long as you have that ability to be able to do that, companies that don't have the availability on their lines of credit or don't have the cash in their account and are more restricted will probably be a little more restricted as to what they can actually budget. So having that flexibility and the ability to analyze and react quickly is going to be vitally important.
And so in 2021, are we looking at a year where, you know, instead of having maybe an annual budget, you do a couple of months at a time?
I think that's going to be exactly it. I think a monthly budget, obviously it'll go out annually because that's how we've always done it. And I think that, you know, that's how I think we'll still be a component of it. But I do believe that it's going to be a more monthly, quarterly check-ins, you know, for the management team and then also for the employees as well. I mean, it's tough to project what we're going to look like at the end of next year. I think we're all hopeful, we're all optimistic, but it is very tough to project what's going to happen a year from today. So focusing on that first quarter and focusing on what the company is going to look like at that point is going to be very important.
Hopeful and optimistic seems like a pretty good place to end this morning. Adam, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Absolutely. If people want to give me a call, I'd love to talk to them, be happy to talk with them. I'm at 312-544-4511. And I agree with you, Steve. Hopeful and optimistic. I think that's a good way to end it.
All right. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Steve.